Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Increased competition tends to lower the cost of things, but apparently not in the case of our utilities. Consumers Energy saying that legislation introduced in the State House could shift over $400 million in annual costs to its remaining customers. To discuss if this kind of move would be worth the cost, I'm joined by Republican State Representative Mike Shirkey, who is the bill sponsor. Mike, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
So we currently have a 10% cap on electricity competition in Michigan. It's part of Michigan's 2008 energy reform law, which limited competition to 10% of utilities sales. How did this law come about?
Well, I was not around in 2008 when the energy bill was negotiated, and I've heard a long list of varying reasons and explanations as to how the 10% was arrived at, and none of which, frankly, make any sense to me. Labeling this a 10% electric choice to me is a kind of an oxymoron. If we're limiting it to 10%, then, you know, to me it's a complete hybrid system that really is arbitrary in terms of the number and rather limiting in terms of choice.
Now, when it comes to the customers that want this, these other choices for utility service, isn't it basically business customers that are asking for this? And isn't the individual customer base going to be the one paying more for services if we pursue this?
Well, that's what the utilities maintain. And that's why I believe we need an open, honest, and very robust debate on this. Because based on the utilities' own information provided to various public service commission hearings, it is my strong belief, and those that are aligned with me on this bill, that though we do not deny there are some fixed costs that do remain if customers leave, there are also very significant expense reductions that occur when customers leave. And we believe, based again on the utility's own numbers, that those are close to being equal. And therefore, the $400 million, $500 million, $900 million, the number changes virtually every time we see a report from utilities. We believe those numbers are overstated. And in fact, the way the utilities have actually represented it, they've said there could be a $400 million transfer. And just by using their own word, could, causes me to question what the true number and truth is.
So what is your bill calling for, an elimination of the cap?
I think this is a very unique approach to a problem that Michigan created by having a hybrid choice system. Mike, there are no perfect numbers between 0% and 100%. In other words, there's no number that I could defend in terms of setting it as a choice cap. However, I do believe we can perfect the process. And the bill does exactly that. It provides for a stepped, timed, sensible process for which the choice cap would be slowly raised. In the first stages, it would be raised based on the fact that there's so many companies in queue right now asking or demanding for choice. And in the later phases, there'll be trigger points so that if certain number of companies or certain number of customers request choice, that would trigger the Public Service Commission to call for a series of hearings. And if the Public Service Commission finds that there's no harm to ratepayers, then they're allowed to incrementally increase the cap choice.
How are these utility companies ready to move into the Michigan market? Doesn't that require a huge investment in building some kind of an infrastructure?
No. The game changer that occurred, Mike, was when most of the states in the nation demanded required by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to join regionalized transmission organizations. And so the game changer occurred when Michigan joined MISO. And now what's happening is that the old model of a vertically integrated utility, where the utility does the generation and delivers it to the end customer and handles every piece of that process, is becoming an outdated model. Mm. And so when we went to the regionalization concept, this opened up opportunities for alternative energy suppliers to be able to get into the market and offer customers the opportunity to buy energy from them at rates that are basically derived or determined by the open market.
These are out of state utility companies then that would be getting involved.
Well, they could be in-state utility companies. I'll give you an example. Even though Detroit DTE is obviously opposed to this legislation, at the same time they're opposed to giving businesses in Michigan an opportunity for using alternative energy suppliers, DTE is actively selling themselves or a subsidiary of themselves as an alternative energy supplier outside of Michigan.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Mike Shirkey about his bill to adjust this 10% cap we currently have on electricity competition in Michigan. Mike, I talked to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and we discussed the Center for Public Integrity's report that gave us an F when it comes to our government transparency and accountability, and the issue of how much lobbying is now going on in Lansing. When we see a bill like this, are you basically being approached by utility companies to bring a bill like this forward?
No, not at all. I didn't even know these utility companies existed before I ran for office. I am a free market guy, and when I started to understand the limitations of the energy bill that was passed in 2008, and recognize that, you know, that we think we have a choice system, but we limited it for 10%, I'm scratching my head thinking, wait a minute, we're not supposed to be picking winners and losers. We're not supposed to be limiting certain businesses in the state to have an option to have choice in their energy costs and other businesses not. It just didn't make any sense.
I wonder, though, I mean, when it comes to the lobby, I mean, I assume Consumers Energy and Detroit Edison have their own lobbying force in Lansing, and they're going to be fighting against this bill. Other utility companies are not doing the same?
Yeah, they've weighed in now, and they're obviously the alternative. You're talking about the alternative energy suppliers, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about both sides of this issue. I'm guessing Consumers Energy is going to be lobbying against your effort here.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Consumers Energy. By the way, they are outstanding corporate citizens. And much of the reasons why they have some challenge on competitive rates are driven, quite frankly, by government regulation. And so this, having an open, honest, and very robust debate on this will actually disclose where maybe we made some mistakes in overreach in that 2008 bill that may be contributing to the fact that their costs aren't competitive. But right now, without having the debate, we're having, 90% of the businesses in Michigan have no choice, and I believe this is the proper thing to do in terms of making sure that in most cases, particularly in small businesses, one of the top two or three expense items in business is energy. And we can't have just reasonable energy costs in Michigan. We got to have competitive energy costs in Michigan.
Give me some insight, though. I mean, when Consumers Energy wants to convince you that this is not the right way to go, do they meet with you while you're formatting this bill? Do you let them know that you want to pursue this initiative?
Yes. I had a number of meetings with Consumers Energy. They were very open and forthright. In fact, I gave them copies of drafts of the bill as it was evolving. They made some comments as to how on comments on their feeling on the bill, but they've always made it clear from day one that they were going to oppose it, and I respect that. I totally respect that.
I know there is a huge increase now in businesses that want to get their energy from someone other than Consumers Energy and Detroit Edison and so on. What is the process? Is there a point where they just are not allowed to do that once this 10% cap is reached?
When the 2008 bill was passed, within 10 months of it being passed, that 10% limit was breached. And so since then, there's just been this ever-growing list of customers requesting the opportunity for choice. And now that number of customers is approaching 8,000 customers in Michigan. And there's nothing they can do, Mike, because the cap has been reached.
Finally, when it comes to the alternative utilities, is there one or two main ones that that would come in if this cap was raised?
There are, in my familiarity in this, is there's at least four that are pretty active. They're trying to be active in Michigan. And to be open and transparent, I mean, that's all what I'm all about. I suspect that if this were opened up or reevaluated, that there may be even more. But right now it's limited because because we have a cap on it.
Republican State Representative Mike Shirky. Mike, thanks for joining us. We will certainly follow this story forward.
I appreciate it, Mike, and we'll talk to you soon.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.